Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Mike's got an Olympic report. My son Andrew is on the phone. We're going to tell him something. And a few comments about solar panels. Of course, people have strong feelings one way or the other. One person mentions on the island of Oahu, they also burn garbage to create electricity. I didn't know that.
Really?
But I know it's diesel on the big island of Hawaii. Another person says Dubai is not a country. Oops.
Dubai is not a country?
Is it not a country?
It's part of the UAE, right?
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another person says you guys are dipshrimp people. Solar is too expensive for the output. Again, the person did not hear my analogy of the $30,000 flat-screen TV. Of course it's too expensive right now. That's why we don't have it. Spike doesn't care if you don't want a solar panel roof on your house. Property rights are overrated. The government should make you have one.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's often how I feel about you, too.
What?
With love.
What was I wrong saying that?
Well, you're saying, why don't we also have this? Assuming that you meant by that we should make people have solar panels.
Well, you just assume. You made an ass of you and me when you assume. That's what assume means. I didn't
My
mean
job.
That at all.
Yeah.
What I meant was, when a country that is bathed in sunshine 362 days a year doesn't use solar power to produce their electricity, that seems like a genuine waste of a resource. And when you're diesel fuel because you don't have solar panels to suck up all the free sunshine everywhere, you seem kind of like you're missing the big picture.
Right. If sunshine were free, everyone would have sun.
Hey!
It's £6.
Oh, sweet
irony.
It's
not free. It's very expensive. That's the point of the texture. I want to take his side, even though I disagree.
Hell, I'm so small-minded. That's wonderful.
6 past 9. Don't underrate small-mindedness. It's a wonderful, cushy place to be. It's very comfy. Spike, on the Olympic update, we have how many gold medals?
We now have 6 gold, 7 silver, 5 bronze for 18 total medals. China now with 17 medals total, but they have 9 gold, 5 silver, 3 bronze. Japan is in third place in the medal round with 11 total, 1, 4, and 6 respectively. The U.S. Olympians continue to thrive in the pool. We have tape of Missy Franklin, who is, by all accounts, picked to be the next greatest super face star of U.S. Olympic competition. Pedro's got some audio of Missy Franklin.
Franklin down there in lane 5. We've got Spofford down there in lane 7, also working strong, but Missy Franklin breaking to the wall in lane 5. Is her first individual medal going to be gold? Yes! Seamon with a silver!
I am so happy. I knew that tonight was definitely going to be difficult with that double, but I had a blast with it. It was so much fun. It was definitely an experience, and I couldn't be happier.
Right. Pedro, if you could give me the gold and silver finish in the breaststroke, too, Matt Grevers. Give me that one, too. That's a nice piece of tape.
Grevers holding off LaCourte, the woman in lane 5. It was Missy earlier, the women's on her back. And it's going to be Matt Grevers in the men's on her back. Olympic record and gold medal for Grevers. Foman took the silver up in lane 2. Ryosuke Arie of Japan with a bronze.
I felt really good at trials. Been feeling good throughout the meet. So I had a lot of confidence going into it. Obviously, I was a little nervous on the turn. Guys were right with me, and I wanted them to go away. But did some good training this year, and I was able to come home fast.
Nice work. And in tennis, which I always forget, tennis is a big part of Summer Olympics. Both Venus and Serena Williams have advanced in Olympic tennis competition. Let's go a little bit to baseball. I'll give you first Ichiro hitting his first home run as a Yankee.
Aww.
I know.
Deals. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. In the second deck, Ichiro, the Yankees' rising sun, says sayonara in the second deck and right.
Boys, so
the Yankees
cliche.
Now trail 5-4.
Not only was that his first home run as a Yankee, that was his 100th career home run.
All right, fine.
Is that Poundstone?
Fine, the crow lady.
Was that Paul?
Was his 100th home run.
You know, don't forget
I'm on Long Island.
Was that Poundstone?
No, and that woman is famous because everybody in New York makes fun of her because she's crazy like that.
Oh, my God! Sayonara!
I'm surprised they didn't throw a Godzilla reference in there. That, of course, is John Sterling, the world-famous Yankee broadcaster who likes to tailor every home run call.
And his sister, Tammy.
Tammy!
Is he always... Hold on a second. Is he always going to say sayonara?
Once he's got a coined phrase, the public catches on to it, I'm sure.
Because I'd think sayonara, if I were Japanese, they'd be like, really? That's all you can come up with?
I don't know how many more chances he's going to get to say that.
All right, let's baseball. Come back to that. Now, I had another question for you.
Sure.
Very important. Would that have been a home run in Safeco Field? You're always saying Safeco Field is not a home run park.
It's not a home run park, but a second deck home run anywhere is going to be a home run in Safeco Field.
So it would have been a home run in Safeco.
That's a big shot.
So the third question, or the fifth, I can't remember, is did he hit that because he was wearing that Yankee uniform?
What do you mean, would he have hit that? He hit it.
Would he hit that in a Mariner uniform? That Mariner uniform seems to slow everything down.
He hit that second deck home run because the pitcher made a mistake.
Oh,
that's how Ichiro gets home runs, is that he guesses correctly, pitcher makes a mistake, leaves a ball hanging somewhere. Ichiro's got power, but not big-time power.
Right.
I mean, it's his 100th career home run. He's been, what now, 12 years in the major leagues? That's not a home run hitter by nature.
Right.
When Ichiro hits a second deck homer, somebody screwed up.
I think it's officially time to stop making fun of the Mariners, too. You know what they've done since Ichiro left?
I don't know.
Five in a row.
They won. They keep winning. Convincingly.
Eight of their last nine, five in a row.
Okay, now wait a minute. I'm
Kansas
trying to remember back to a year when they came way, way from behind. I believe it was 1995.
Right.
Are they further back than they were in 1995?
Yeah, about the same. They're probably less.
They're 13 games back, and it's earlier in the season.
It was 13 games back in 1995.
No, I think 15 back.
I believe it was 13.
Well, they're 13 back today.
And how much is left in the season?
40%.
Yeah,
they got a lot of baseball.
If they absolutely caught fire, and I'm telling you, I've been watching them, and they are.
Well, they finally said sayonara to that player that was holding him back.
Well, in a way, he was.
That catchphrase is now trademarked.
Oh yeah, I have to pay the Yankees.
And it was 13 games back in '95.
That was okay.
Yeah, I remember that very clearly because I was on my way to Joe's wedding, and I was trying to figure out how I was going to sneak out to listen to the game in the car.
Let's not be delusional, Joe. We don't play the Kansas City Royals every week. That's why we won. You know, seven of the last games that we won were against the Kansas City Royals. You know, they clean house the Royals because
Joe
they
was
suck.
Making a pitch that we should be delusional, and I was buying it. All right,
well, don't do
well,
that.
Well, 13 strikeouts last night for a guy you've never heard of. I mean, Iwakuma strikes out 13.
Yeah, and no Japanese-born pitcher has done that since Hideki Nomo. That's a lot of K's.
Yeah, you got Felix Hernandez and Jason Vargas, if he survives the day.
That's the thing. It's the trade deadline. It's the day that every Mariner fan holds their breath. This is the day we stock the pond for other baseball teams. We always have. We lost Brandon League already. The Dodgers picked him up for two prospects
yesterday.
So you're
saying the Mariners could
they may clean house.
Shoot the pooch today with cleaning house.
And the deal is half the fan base wants you to. Half the fan base wants to say that, you know, look, you got the worst offense in baseball. You're 13 games back of the Rangers and the Angels and even the A's. You're not going to catch these guys.
Joe wants you to always play like you're playing for the World Series, no matter how bad you are.
And half the Mariner fan base says, why don't we just pick up some prospects for the guys we got right now that aren't going to help. They're going to help us finish 9 games back instead of 14 games back. Anyway, the M's have won 5 in a row, 4-1 yesterday against Toronto. They'll play the Blue Jays again today at 7:10. I'm Spike Net Sports.
Thank you, Spike. It's 9:13. For those of you that were listening an hour ago, comedian Billy Gardell came on our show. He's going to play at the Emerald Queen Casino Friday, August 10th at 8:30 p.m. He is always a great guest of the show. Spike met him in Ireland 7 years ago. We actually did the math, and they hit it off. And we've always admired him because of his good heart, self-effacing nature, just humble beginnings, hard work. And we're
and
so proud.
Brilliant talent.
Well, of course.
Brilliant talent.
Like Spike, when Spike first told me about Billy, he said he's like one of the greatest he's ever seen.
He's got the kind of chops Jackie Gleason had to knock you over with funny and then have you
pork
fall in
chops,
love with him.
Steak chops, tri-tips, all those chops.
All right. Bacon end pieces.
Yeah. So anyway, we had Billy Gardell on earlier. Now, last night, Before I went to bed, I was thinking about the Billy Gardell interview. When we, it's neat to have a friend who's kind of a cool star, and we have, we're lucky enough to have a few of those people we hit it off with. Sometimes we hit it off with people, and still we only talk to them that one time. Billy comes on the show pretty regularly, I would say every 6 months, sometimes just to talk. And so last night, I thought about him and the things we could talk to him about that we haven't talked about before. Because you always want to do that with a regular guest. You know, the bio and the things you talk about with someone you're only meeting once are one thing. But making it interesting and finding out what he's up to. So we knew that he was... He's doing a lot of things, by the way. He's doing a tribute to Lucille Ball. Right. He's doing a Road Dogs show for friends of his in comedy. He's always giving, this guy. He also is giving up things like food. And he's exercising, and CBS helped him out with a trainer. He's lost 50 pounds. He said, in one interview, he said he wanted to lose another 30. Today, he said another 50, which is would be amazing. That would put him at 260 pounds. And what guy, what big star tells you his exact weight to the pound? A really humble one. Anyway, when I was thinking about him last night, I was thinking about Andrew because Billy has had words of advice for Andrew. But I thought, eh, I'm not going to ask him about my son because, you know, I don't want to overdo that. I know some of you are texting too late.
Now, he, by the way.
I try to keep a balance, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, you didn't bring it up.
I didn't. I didn't ask him about Andrew. And so that's what I wanted to tell Andrew. Andrew, I did not mention you to Billy Gardell.
That's all right. That's what I look for in the podcast. Whenever I see a comedian's name, I go listen to see how much you bragged about me and how sick, how quickly he hung up. So
that's very nice. You have not seen any of your tweets or texts yet, right?
I woke up to like 7 texts from Pedro and phone calls. So I didn't. I mean, no. I just as soon as he called me, I just went back to sleep. So
perfect. Attaboy. That's what I was counting on. Andrew's like voicemail says, "If you're calling before noon, I'm sleeping." All right. So I wasn't going to bring you up to Billy. He was on the show. And about two-thirds of the way through the interview, Pedro, did you cut it down to a short clip?
Yes.
Okay. Two-thirds of the way through the interview, Billy does this.
How's your boy doing, by the way? How's his comedy doing? I'd be happy to make a call for him at the Improv, man.
Yeah, and especially since you've never seen him. That would be great. That would carry a lot of weight.
I don't think you're going to burn me down. I got to trust.
No, he's actually...
At least this way you don't have to lie.
By the way, I didn't ask you a couple of years ago. You know what I'm saying.
Why don't we do this? Why don't, when I come up there, I'll have my opener do 15, and he can do a 10-minute spot. After him, and then I'll come out and close the show.
Are you talking the Emerald Queen Casino? You are kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. I'll let him do a guest set.
Well, if Bob's too embarrassed to take the up on that, I will. I'll tell Andrew to get his ass down. Right.
So there you have it, Andrew.
That's hilarious. Way to have confidence in me. You are kidding, right?
You are opening for Billy Gardell at the Emerald Queen Casino Friday, August 10th.
Awesome.
At 8:30.
That's what we
You are
heard.
Free. Yeah, we heard you were free.
I mean, I had an offer for $50 and a meal at a vegan restaurant, but, you know, there
you
go.
You can blow them off. That's good.
Well, and, we checked your schedule. You aren't open the other 2 weeks. It's not like
you're
not working.
Yeah, it's August. I had a cancellation this weekend. I just picked up another thing in Salem, Oregon, but, yeah, I'm getting ready to go out on the road for a couple of weeks, so... I don't know. All the local stuff is a little...
Is the cauliflower blooming in California? Is that why you're going down to pick some cauliflower?
Yeah. Well, times are tough, so you got to do what you got to do.
That's
see
right.
If Billy will put in a word with CBS while he's at it. Like, I could use my own sitcom. And,
shut up.
Yeah. All right. Easy, fella. All right. Andrew, anyway, I thought that was really cool. I was hoping you were listening, but I knew you would be sleeping because it's before you. All right. We'll send you that clip. Hang on a sec. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's super cool.
Must be cool to still be sleeping at 9 a.m.
You know, the best part of this, though, is that I ain't worried about Andrew's set. He's got some great stuff. So, I mean, it's funny. Oh,
I'm worried about Billy Gardell.
Oh, my
now.
God. Now you got to do 10 minutes for Billy Gardell. Andrew's got that.
No, he's
got that
no
in spades.
I'm worried about Billy. It's going to be like, wow, I'm sorry I did that because now he upstaged me.
No.
Well, my son wanted me to have more confidence. All right. 918. No. Do you have plans for 2023? Bas Lansdorp is a Dutch adventurer who's selling trips. Oh, no, he's given it away. He would like to offer you a free trip in 2023 to Mars. Lansdorp is the founder of Mars One. Do you know about this? They hope to recruit astronauts to go to Mars, but the catch is that it'll be a one-way trip, and you'll be colonizing Mars. So say goodbye to your friends.
Oh, I knew I was going to have to end up having 15 babies with men I just met. Figures.
Boss joins us this morning on how you can apply to be among the first true Martians. Boss, welcome to the Bob River Show. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
Nice to be there. Thanks.
All right. First thing I always think of. First thing I always think of in one of these interviews is this ain't really going to happen, right?
Well, yes. We're going to try to make it happen. Obviously, there's a lot of hurdles to be taken, but we're well on our way, and we're going to do our best to make it happen.
All right. Show me the path to Mars. How does this work?
Well, we'll start with selecting astronauts within 1 year. In 2016, we're going to send a demonstration mission with supplies on board. In 2018, we're going to land a rover. In 2020, we're going to land all the hardware for the outpost. And when everything is up and running, then in 2022, we will send four humans to Mars who will land in 2023.
Oh, Jody was right.
Yeah.
There's only four humans. They've got a lot of work to do to colonize, don't they?
Well, there will be four humans landing in 2023, and every 2 years we're sending four more humans, such that we'll have a real growing community of humans on Mars.
So you'll have a soccer team by 2020 or so,
2035.
Yeah, but and you want them to colonize Mars?
Well, we want them to live on Mars, to build a habitable settlement, and to thrive, to build a colony, and to research Mars.
How old should the ideal candidate be right now? I mean, you're not even talking about leaving for another decade. I'm guessing you're looking for pretty young people.
Well, we're looking for people who are at least 25 years old when they apply, because they need to be psychologically stable. They need to be old enough not to change too much in the 10 years that they're training for the mission. But they will be as young as possible, obviously, because it gives them more time to do useful things on Mars, but also not too young to be stable enough.
I would like to nominate Tim Tebow, the Kardashian sister that's been giving birth all the time, and the Olsen twins. Can I start like that?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Actually, boss, I am curious. This is Eric. Will you be planning on sending mixed gender groups up there? Because four people, especially if there is one person of the opposite gender, that could make some very interesting dynamics.
Yeah, we'll definitely send mixed groups because it has been shown in small groups in Antarctica who've been alone for a long time or in the small group for a long time that mixed groups work much better than single-sex groups, either only males or only females. So it's definitely going to be mixed groups.
All right. And how much money do you have to do all of this?
Well, we will need about $6 billion altogether to put the first four humans on Mars. So that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
But right now, of course, we need much less than that. And right now we are in fundraising mode, so we're looking for sponsors and investors.
Okay.
And what we're looking for is media companies, maybe online media companies who are interested to have the most unique video content in the world.
Mars. Yes.
So, like, you want to do a reality show, basically. I mean, you can sell this as the most out-of-this-world reality show ever.
Yeah, that's right. And it sounds a little bit dodgy to make it into a reality show.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, For a bit longer, it's actually a really nice idea, because there's going to be, when we put our application online, there's going to be millions of people who will apply from all over the world.
All right.
And only four will get to go in 2023.
Boss, what are your qualifications? Like, what's the farthest away you've ever been? Have you been to the moon?
No, I've never been to the moon. I have been on the other side of the globe, but that's as far as I went.
You've only been on this planet,
I've always remained on this planet.
Yeah, so far.
I'm an engineer with. I've had a different company before this one, which was also a pretty advanced concept. Was a new way of generating wind energy, and I left my previous company to start Mars One, and my previous company is still existing. So that's going pretty well.
All right, so you're doing okay for yourself, and we really think this could happen. All right, how does someone apply or put in one of the Kardashian sisters' names? Or nominate somebody? How do we do that?
Well, you can't nominate anybody, because if someone's not interested to go, they will definitely not come through the selection.
That's true.
Round.
That would be like those empty seats at the Olympics. You don't want that. Yeah. All right. So if you want to apply, how do you do it?
Well, we don't have an application open yet, although we've already received a couple of hundred applications. But we're going to have applications open probably within 1 year. Then everybody from the world will be able to apply. It will be on our website, it will be on our Facebook page and everywhere. So people will be able to apply within 1 year. And we're going to be looking for people who are the best of the best.
Now, is it one way because you don't know how to get people back? I mean, is that a whole new batch of technology that needs to be developed?
No, he wants to colonize it.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically impossible at this moment with the current technology to send people back from Mars.
Okay, both. So
the things we need to send people on a one-way trip to Mars, all of that is based on existing technology. So we need only slight scale-ups and slight modifications to existing technology to be able to land humans on Mars and keep them alive there. It's much easier to keep humans alive on Mars than to try to send them back.
Okay. It's a shame that want to get away thing is already taken. That'd be perfect for you guys. Mm-hmm.
Eric, you get the last question.
I'm just wondering, are you going to be making sure that one of the first four will be a doctor? Because if there's any medical issues, or if anyone, heaven forbid, gets pregnant over there, what will happen then?
Yeah, all four of them will be trained to be able to take care of a lot of medical issues. You don't need a brain surgeon on Mars, because you don't have the equipment to do
it. Won't be any brain surgery.
Right. Yeah.
You will just basically die if you need it. But all right. Boss, are you going to go?
Well, in my original plan, I was going, but I found out that it takes a lot of qualifications to be able to go, especially a very mentally stable person, and I'm not calm enough.
You're not mentally stable enough.
I love your honesty.
All right, Boss Lansdorp, talking to us from Amersfoort, the Netherlands, this morning. Thank you, Boss.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. How does that wacko get on our show?
Luciana
booked him.
What seemed wrong with that guy? I ask.
Well, I believe he summed it up well at the end himself.
Yeah, not if he's not stable enough to get to Mars.
How does he get on the show?
Actually, they got in touch with us.
You think?
And and I was telling Joe, I'm like, he's trying to, what was the word that I used? Because I didn't understand colonies, to be honest. I understood something else, and Joe was like, oh, no, he wants to settle colonies in Mars. That should be
so
interesting.
So Joe believed it was a real thing?
It is a real thing.
He believes it.
Okay, here we go.
Let's make it clear.
Place your
Joe
bets,
and
people.
I believe that bets. That guy believes that he can do
oh,
it.
I believe he believes that he really wants to raise money.
Define real.
But there's nothing real about this whatsoever.
Well,
if he goes to Mars in 2023... I'll eat whatever you want me to eat.
Save this tape.
Choose the most.
You're going to be too old.
Thing
I wouldn't feel bad.
It may not be.
I wouldn't feel bad because I wouldn't even notice it that
way. It may not be him, but it will be somebody. It's inevitable. I mean, you were saying.
I won't be that old. Excuse me.
He's going to bust into the nursing home and shove one of those tuna potato Argentinian things that you made.
I'll light up a firecracker the way that guy did on the earlier story.
For a moment, I thought he had not heard me, but no, it's because he's old and he she takes a while to process what I say.
That's two. And she's laughing about it.
That was a
Love you, Bob.
That was a fake story and a fake interview, and it's not a real company that has raised any money.
I actually went to research.
That is like the ranch where you could hunt naked women.
Hunt strippers with paintball guns. Yeah.
Remember the paintball hunting? Great. Where you could hunt strippers?
It is in the news. The thing is, people are saying, this guy is crazy.
It is real. Yes, I got an email with a prince from Africa asking me for the same thing, so it is real.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that that Groupon that I bought to hunt strippers with three of my friends?
It's expired, and it never was any good.
Cool.
All right, you guys. You know that. You do it just because you know it'll irritate you, right, Pedro?
Well, he's offering a spot in Mars for your son, too.
Yeah. Give him 3 minutes.
That stinks. I was going to shoot those hookers right in their C-section scars.
One of the cast of Modern Family has been fired and replaced. Do you want to know who?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KR.
Folks, I hope you got a good night's sleep last night, because it's important that you get sleep. So where you spend a third of your life, if you're lucky and you get 8 hours a night, like most of us do, we have to compromise on how much sleep we get each night. So it's important that when you do lay down on your bed, it's giving you the rest you need. And Sleep Country USA can guarantee that for you. Sleep Country USA has over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area, and they will always guarantee you the best price. If anybody puts the bed you buy at Sleep Country on sale anywhere else for over 100 days, for up to 100 days, they'll beat the sale price by 5% guaranteed. But they guarantee it's getting you the best night's sleep, and here's how. Once you've gone to Sleep Country and selected your bed, they deliver it and set it up for free and remove your old mattress for free. But for 100 restful nights, if you're not getting the support and the rest you need to face the day as energized and ready as you can, Sleep Country lets you exchange that bed for one that will guarantee you the best night's sleep. And the 3-for-3 event is on right now, but it ends on Sunday. So right now they will guarantee you no interest for 36 months, over 1,000 restful nights. Guaranteed best price, guaranteed best night's sleep, and the interest 3-for-3 event. Sleep Country USA, why buy mattress anywhere else?
It's time to throw on my shades, slip on my sandals, and load up the trunk.
I have to get to the nearest beach. Summer is finally here. And this summer, the only protection I'm worrying about is SPF.
American Family Insurance wants you to enjoy your summer. Spend more time soaking in the sun and living your dream, and less time worrying. We've got you covered.
Your dream is out there. Go get it.
We'll protect it. Join the community of dreamers and share your dreams at AmFam.com.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Summer's here, and my home is full of more things than I can keep track of.
Whether you rent a studio or own a house, we can help you catalog your personal belongings with our new Dream Vault, a mobile and online tool from American Family Insurance. Feel confident knowing that we can help restore the dream you've been putting together.
Your dream is out there. Go get it.
We'll protect it. Go to AmFam.com to find out more about the Dream Vault or download the app.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to thank you for choosing SeaTac Airport as your Pacific Northwest travel center. To ensure that you thoroughly enjoy the duration of your visit, please treat yourself to the numerous dining and shopping options provided throughout each concourse. Federal law does not prohibit traveling on an empty stomach, but it probably should. In the event a tiny bag of pretzels won't tide you over until you reach your destination, we offer a complete selection of foods from around the globe, including Chinese, Italian, Mexican, and many others. If you're concerned about your seat resembling a flotation device, lighter food and snack options such as sushi are also available. Should you become excited to find street pricing at SeaTac that actually matches prices you'll find outside the airport, breathe deeply until your oxygen intake returns to normal.
This message brought to you by the Merchants of SeaTac Airport, where you can earn miles for your purchases. Sign up for Merchant Miles at SeaTacShops.com. It's free. SeaTacShops.com.
Buying or selling a home? Contact David Sprague at expertforthesetimes.com.
Everybody who wants a strong economy, raise your hand. Everybody who wants a green, sustainable environment, raise your hand. The good news is, we can have both. We are the Private Forest Landowners of Washington, an industry that supports 125,000 family wage jobs across the state. but we're also stewards of the environment. Our working forests meet or exceed the toughest environmental standards in the country. Through the Forests and Fish Law, we maintain cool, clean water and a healthy home for fish in 60,000 miles of streams that run through our forest lands. We also plant 3 trees for every 1 we harvest, ensuring a renewable resource year after year and generation after generation. The economy and the environment, jobs and sustainability. Washington's working forests are working for all of us. Learn more at forestsandfish.com. Oh, and you can put your hand down now.
Tonight at the Olympics, reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold.
Michael Phelps, once again, making it look easy.
The London Olympic Games, tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Tonight, starting at 8 p.m., only on King 5, the home team.
What do military values have to do with being a better bank? When those values lead to lower rates, no monthly fees on checking, and a 4-star rated mobile app, they mean everything. Just listen to a USAA bank member.
Their interest rates on credit cards and car loans are awesome.
Hands down the best. And their mobile app and free ATMs nationwide are icing on the cake.
No mysterious fees, no tricks, and no runaround.
With USAA Bank, our commitment to serving the military community with loyalty, honesty, and integrity makes us different. And that difference can mean better banking for you, starting right now. Visit usaa.com/banking. USAA Bank. We know what it means to serve. Some restrictions apply. No fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 and other banks' ATM fees. Credit cards provided by USAA Savings Bank and other bank products provided by USAA Federal Savings Bank. Both member FDIC. Quotes from usaa.com/reviews.
Jody Brothers here, playing with my Kindle Fire and loving the massive selection of digital content. You know, not only can I store all my tunes for free in the cloud, but I have access to 20 million songs. That's how I get all my new music, like the new one from fellow new mom Pink. It's called Blow Me. Ha ha, Pink. You know she's going to be at the sold-out iHeart Radio Music Festival, and you can get a VIP flyaway to the sold-out show from our friends at Kindle Fire. That's airfare, hotel, tickets to the show, backstage meet and greet, and a brand new Kindle Fire at Amazon.com/iHeartRadio.
No purchase necessary. Ends 8/25/12. Must be 21 or over. See official rules. Learn more at Amazon.com/iHeartRadio.
State Farm Traffic Center. We are seeing heavier crowding northbound 405 through the S-curve. Southbound 405 from 522 into Kirkland. A little bit slow there still. It looks like that Linwood to Bellevue drive right now. Still taking you about 32 minutes, so still a little crowded. Also, southbound I-5 in the express lanes at Mercer, we have a stall blocking the right lane. Coming up tomorrow at 9:35 on the Bob Rivers Show, founding member of Heart, Roger Fisher.
Hit the road for the annual Classic Car Show at Lucky Eagle Casino Saturday, August 11th, featuring over 400 classic cars, cash drawings, and more. Bring the whole family. It's free. Visit LuckyEagle.com for details.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This is an internet sensation, Daniela Andrade, covering Radiohead's Creep.
You were here before. Look you in the eyes. You look like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? It hurts.
Oh, that's kind of neat. How many million views?
No, it just started like making the rounds today, so I get out like 100,000. But I mean, it's just going to be big. Version,
yeah. Yeah, until that's the only broadcast from the Mars colony after she's cannibalized and eaten the other three Martian explorers, and just her and a guitar and some, you know, crust on her lips.
I'm a creep. A
little bit of crust.
Yeah. So that is a great song.
And you can see it at BobRivers.com if you want to see what she looks like, along with a picture of Lolo Jones.
Is she playing the guitar with her nose? Or, I mean, why is it getting all the hits just from the performance?
It's just a cute girl doing
It's a cute girl with a nice, sweet voice.
Yeah.
Joe.
It's like you don't have to have a record company anymore to be noticed.
I like the voice. I mean, it's the way she's mic'd.
You're wondering if she was, what monkeys were throwing poo at her, and she was dodging it.
What's special about that?
Well, there was a double rainbow behind her.
Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, viral.
If a grocery store was being robbed and she had actually spoken the words and they'd auto-tuned it.
Yeah, just somebody singing a respectable song. That's got no future for the internet, I don't think.
You're right.
You do think he's right?
Yeah. I think that Pedro just likes it and he's playing it because it sounds pretty.
Yeah.
She's not going to do anything.
You don't think it'll make a career?
No.
Oh, I'm going to love so hard one day when she opens the iHeart
concert.
What's her
concert. Name?
You let me know.
Yeah, okay. I will call you that date from your house when you're just trying to learn an instrument.
Isn't that creepy when Pedro calls you from your own house,
too?
She's
making millions.
I broke into your home.
Yeah.
What's her name, Pedro?
Let me see. Because
her name is Who Cares?
Daniela Andrade.
Her name is way more famous than Jody. That's her name.
Who Cares? Where's she from?
No, her name is Daniela Andrade. And I don't have much information about her because she just brought up.
I had forgotten her name already and it was on the screen.
How many hits today? Or it's to date?
What is this?
Six.
Well, I'm just curious because we can check tomorrow and see.
I think we should talk to her on the show tomorrow. Ask her how it feels to have 100,000 creepy radio producers watching her video.
Let me ask Jody. Jody, shall we talk to her tomorrow?
Definitely.
I don't take no orders from no women.
Whatever.
And by the way, I'd rather talk to her than some guy telling me he's going to Mars.
I'm
not going to go personally because I'm crazy.
And by the way, we did our research. Luciana apologized to me. The Mars thing is a fraud. Joe looked at the website. It's just like four guys with no money.
No, they've got they're legitimate guys, and they've got
is a legitimate guy? Anybody with a pulse?
Well, physicists. They've got a Nobel Prize winner as one of their ambassadors.
Ambassador, like Ambassador Spock. Does he even know he's on the website?
There's a lot of people are saying you should really, you know, open your mind. I mean, at one point...
No, that's not what you hired me
for. The first civilian space flight was probably a joke to someone as well, they said.
By the way, Luciana apologized for calling you old, Bob.
All right, that's okay. The first civilian space flight was funded with billions of dollars.
Well, and that's what he says. He needs about $3 billion.
Yeah, I need $4 billion, and I'll beat him to Mars. I'm sorry, I have to call it as I see it. It's a fraud.
Well, it's not a fraud until he starts deceiving people.
By coming on the radio and saying he's sending people to Mars.
He said he's going to try. He said we've got a long way to go. That's the first thing he said. Right. He's got a plan and a timeline.
Well, Everyone will need to know doctrine, but nobody has to put the brain back in. Let's be clear about that.
If the threshold of getting on this show is that you're going to say you're going to try to do something as opposed to actually doing it, then you're absolutely right.
I'm going to try and learn how to play the jug.
Yeah.
So we can be a jug band.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm not upset about it. It was fun. It was cute. Okay. One of the cast of Modern Family has been fired. You're a big fan of the show, right?
Love the show.
Did you hear
Brilliant
about
cast.
This?
Not yet. Is it that kid?
All the actors on Modern Family just got a new deal and a nice raise, except one. One of the most popular stars of the show won't be back this fall. Your guess is the kid. How would they get rid of them? How would they write them?
I don't know, but I can't imagine anybody else that would be expendable. Everybody on that show is so well written in, and their storylines are all independently worthy of a TV show.
Right.
That's one of the things
I think
about.
You're right. I think if you fire one of the main characters of a show,
it's a loss.
You're screwing the pooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell it to Roseanne. How many Beckys did she have?
Just two.
Just two.
Just two. And
tell it to Bewitched. Darren worked out okay. All right. Here's what they did. They screwed the pooch. They fired the dog and got a replacement dog.
Stella!
Sources, you really were buying it.
I was.
Well, I'll take you to Mars next. Sources connected with the production tell TMZ that the French bulldog who plays Stella, Jay Pritchett's pooch, recently got the boot. It was replaced by a lookalike. According to sources, the dog formerly playing Stella, real name, if a dog can have a real name, Bridget, has been hired by a Hollywood animal agency called Good Dog Animals, at which then subleased Bridget to the Modern Family production shortly before season two. If you are paying a middleman to put a dog on a TV show, you should stop, right?
True.
So,
and if you're a dog that thinks you can't be replaced by a dog that looks exactly like you because you've got chops,
that's right.
You're an idiot, represented by a moron.
So everything went great for two seasons, but
they replaced Becky, like you pointed out, and Darren, too. Of course, Stella's gone.
For some reason, they decided they no longer wanted to work with Bridget. So Bridget was unceremoniously dumped in favor of its own lookalike, Frenchie. The Frenchie is the kind of dog, by the way. The
French bulldog is the
Yeah,
thing.
The bitch's name is Beatrice, actually, according to the article.
Texter says, I was hoping it was Sofia Vergara, so she had to resort to a life of porn. Too bad.
Modern Family hired Beatrice. We're told there's no written contract in place, so there's no legal recourse for Bridget's owner. They just thought they were bringing, you know, like Frasier, remember? Toss salad and scrambled eggs. That dog, was that the same dog all the way through, or did they replace it? I mean, all any dog has to do is watch Lassie.
Well, there were seven Lassies, right? Isn't that the drill?
A lot of Lassies, yeah. Like scores of red-blooded Americans, Bridget is unemployed and hoping to find another job. Calls to Modern Family by TMZ were not returned. They don't want this kind of publicity.
I can't believe you hooked me like that.
Joan Rivers is joking about the Olympics. She was on with Stephen Colbert. Here's the, I think, the reigning queen of comedy.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Are these things you've hated your entire life, or are these new hates?
Oh, all new. The Olympics?
You hate the Olympics?
Anti-Semitic. It was like Berlin 1937. Paul McCartney, hey, Jew. I took total offense. And the queen applauded. Good idea. She was pretty.
The queen was. You know, she didn't seem that happy.
You think so?
I think she was just worn out because she's a Bond girl now, and you know 007 tagged that.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Seen her on a stamp, so I went over and licked the back of her head.
I love Joan. Let's see. John McCain and Dick Cheney are fighting over Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
Yeah.
John McCain says he and Dick Cheney don't always agree on things. Yesterday, Dick Cheney was sort of throwing Sarah Palin under the campaign bus. And John McCain came back to Fox News yesterday. They played the clip of Dick Cheney saying it was a mistake to pick Sarah Palin.
Well, I'm always glad to get comments 4 years later. Look, I respect the vice president. He and I had strong disagreements as to whether we should torture people or not. I don't think we should have. But the fact is that I'm proud of Sarah Palin. I'm proud of the job she did. I'm proud of the job she continues to do. And so everybody has their own views, and I respect those views. But I'm proud of what we did.
Salam.
Yeah. Even with his little bad arm, he slapped it. You know, slapped Dick Cheney.
He likes torturing people.
Yeah.
Including Cheney? Sarah Palin and me 4 years later.
Yeah. That was badass.
Badass McCain. All right. Very cool. Weeds, a show that many of you love. I've enjoyed it. I think it's kind of jumped the, you know,
the grow light.
Bamboo or whatever. Yeah. But I still watch it.
Me too.
Always will, to the very last episode. Weeds finale is going to air September 16th. It'll be the end of that long-running show.
You think they're going to kill her?
Mary Louise Parker?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Nancy Botwin.
I don't think they will.
This is a little bit like The Sopranos in the sense that I could enjoy it either way.
Really?
And I'm anxious to see how they want to leave it.
Something is going to happen.
Yes.
I can tell you that much. If you've been following the Botwin family and you know how this show is,
Where are they? Are they in New York selling weed this season still? That was last season.
No, they're in the burbs, and one of the sons is a rookie police department guy. The other one's still trying to grow some weed.
Right.
And Nancy got shot in the head, and now she's fine, and Andy's there. I mean, the whole gang's there, but they're going to shake it up at the end. I think they might kill her.
Right.
I'll be sad.
I got the big C, the one where you expect them to kill her. They keep not killing her. That's Lenny,
yeah. Well, they're going to, or somebody's, I don't know if she's going to die, but that show's going to die. There's only
the big
a little
C
bit of that
is
left.
Also airing its finale. And that stars Laura Linney, who was just absolutely brilliant in a quirky show, a dark, sort of a dark comedy about a woman facing cancer. She has skin cancer. And the show was such a, I think, a quirky treat that they let her live. You know, she went into remission to keep the show alive.
Right.
And I think they blew it at the end of last season when they pretended to kill the husband, Oliver Platt, and then he came back. I mean, I love the character. I love Oliver. But then I was like, okay, so nothing follows the logical course of this show.
Right.
And, of course, her brother's character has gone through 8 metamorphoses. But it's still, it's fun. If something about cancer could be fun, I think the fact that it deals with real issues that people really face when they're going through cancer makes it interesting. But they are going to wrap it up with 4 one-hour episodes. And when is that? They're doing the, it's normally a half-hour show, so I guess they're going to
go for four hours.
They're going to extend it a little bit. Will they kill her? Let's have a will they kill her.
Who are they going to kill? I mean, that's the thing. If you watch edgy shows, the HBO and Showtime series, but also Lost, Sons of Anarchy. I mean, there are some edgy cable shows where, yeah, some of your favorite people die. The Walking Dead is a favorite new show, and a lot of people, major characters, are killed off, and that's kind of unusual and pretty modern.
Well, sometimes the guys get different gigs. There's a show called Southland, L.A. cop
show. Southland.
And one of the most beloved characters on the show is this detective with a family, wife and kids. He just, out of the blue, dies one episode, and we were jaw-dropping. But then we found out he signed a gig to go to
True Blood.
So, yeah.
Was he climbing a scaffolding when that happened?
No, he was not. hitting the back of the head with a pipe.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But with the Beast Big C, if any of you watch it, I could see them wrapping this, like you predicted, Weeds. I could see them wrapping that with Laura Linney and Oliver Platt, who has a heart condition in the show, both meeting their end and meeting in the hereafter with the neighbor who they killed off too soon.
Like Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
Nice.
Two other Showtime dramas, Homeland and
Great
Dexter, begin new seasons September 30th.
I got to speed up my Dexter intake.
How's that going for you?
I finished season one, and I was kind of waiting around for Kelly and I to, you know, get a night to get some Dexter in. Season one, by the way, was awesome, you know.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, well, we've got to get going on Dexter. We're getting behind, and she confessed that she's already on season 4.
Oh, my God.
Your wife was cheating on you with Dexter.
Yeah, all the time, apparently. Every time I close my eyes.
Lame.
We call that cheating in our household.
Yeah, well, she's...
You watch a show we're both watching, you cannot watch it without the other person.
She is way ahead of me now, so...
She's 4-3 seasons up on you?
Yeah.
So that means you get to go out and get something on the side.
Yeah. I'm faithful. I'm faithful because her sister...
No. The fair is fair.
No.
What show would you like to get on the side that she likes?
Well, her sister, Christy, spent the night over at the house Saturday after the Tulalip show.
Mm-hmm.
And she has become quite the Dexter fan. But she just recently discovered it, and she was 10 episodes into season 1. And I said, well, I'm on season...
I think it's time for you to switch twins.
Well, I said, we could start season 2 together, but I wouldn't want to deprive you of seeing the wonderful ending of season 1. And she's like, oh, I'll go back. Let's just start it. She really wanted some Dexter bad. And I said, no, I can't do that.
Watch the end of season 1 with her again.
Yeah, she watched it. So she's caught up. So now maybe we can do it together.
So you're all caught up on the ice pick, the ice truck.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
All right,
so I got to get on season 2 now.
9:52, 8 minutes before 10. Yeah, that's a thing to do, folks. I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Texter just asked, what about Breaking Bad? Will they kill Walt? I say no. Want to take a guess? No. Nope.
Well, now you've just spoiled it for me because Walt is still alive. I thought they were going to kill him in the first season.
Oh, my God.
We're in the final season. Obviously, somebody's starring in that show.
5-year minimum.
I didn't know it was Walt. I'm really literally watching that show like it's the Olympics, time delayed.
That's the beauty of that show, man. Anything's possible in that show.
And he won the gold in jujitsu.
Thank you so much. Okay.
He was doping, though.
Yeah.
All right, folks. On tomorrow's show, one of our favorite local rock stars, Roger Fisher, the guy who came up with one of the top 10 guitar solos of all time, according to Guitar Player magazine, a founding member of Heart. He's putting on something called Moonfest 2012. It's like Nudstock, except you only show part of your naked body. No, it's not that. It's a benefit for the American Cancer Society. It's actually very nice. Saturday, August 18th, noon, on Lake Leland in Quilcene, Washington. Actually, they did a lot of nudism back in the day, those Heart folks, so who knows what's going to happen at that lake. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, and I'm not sure what we'll talk about, but it should be fun. He'll be here at 9:35, roughly this same time. We've thought about the imposters, because we don't have a guitar player to play with the imposters, but I don't think Roger Fisher would want to do it.
Why?
Playing with rotten musicians for no money. I don't know.
Sounds
fine
to him.
I think he's going to think he's above it.
I don't think so.
Just a thought I have. I may bring it up.
Well, we're not rotten. Joe's awesome on cowbell. You're a great piano player. Pedro's a great drummer, and I'm the best jug bander in the whole building.
And we're going to Mars next week.
Right.
Okay. You want to look into playing the jugs?
Blowing the jug? Absolutely.
All right. That'd be actually a good thing. People would come to see that.
Yeah.
Yes, Eric.
Actually, a listener recommends the mouth harp for you.
It's called the Jew's harp, and
yeah,
that's why the listener recommended it.
Nope. Forget.
Again, that low fruit we were talking about.
Yeah.
Joan Rivers. Thank you very
damn
much.
Damn you, Jew harp people.
Okay. I recommend, actually, for Jody, that she take singing lessons and that she sing. Because, first off, she likes to be the center of attention. Do you know how many lead singers it takes to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One. She just holds it there and the world revolves around
her. That sounds about right.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to take any lessons. We all know I'm not going to go anywhere or dedicate any real time.
Oh, you're like Spike. Okay.
Yeah.
Pedro.
I know that Jody's a huge Heart fan, and tomorrow we're going to have this guy with a guitar. So I think it will be really appropriate if maybe she can perform one song with him.
Oh, yeah, let's totally sing some Heart.
That's an easy entry-level vocal, right?
It's no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that, but I love you.
All right, that's going to do it for our show today. How about who thinks they have the best, most cool, interesting word of the day?
I nominate Joe.
Eric says he's got it. Go ahead, Eric.
Anaphylactic.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Experience Rent at the Fifth Avenue Theater.
525,600
minutes. This electrifying show comes to life in an emotionally charged new production featuring a cast of Seattle's most thrilling young stars. Rent. At the Fifth Avenue Theater, July 21st through August 19th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
Would you trust an insurance agent if he was your neighbor? Allstate agents live with you. Tukwila, Gig Harbor, Bellevue, Seattle, everywhere. They know your area because it's their area, too, and they can hook you up with local insurance advice. And if you have an emergency, it's nice to know you have a local Allstate agent to call.
Lay's is giving everyone in America the chance to create their own Lay's potato chip flavor. Enter the Lay's Do Us Up Flavor Contest, and you could win $1 million. Go to Facebook.com/Lay's to enter. No purchase necessary. Entries due 10-6-12. See official rules for details.
At University of Phoenix, we don't only help you earn your degree. We also help give you the tools for success in your career. That's why we partner with over 1,200 companies like Adobe, helping us ensure that our curriculum teaches you the skills you need to be competitive in today's job market. We actively work to provide you the tools to launch a career with top industry leaders. See why thousands of working students depend on us to help them in their careers. Visit phoenix.edu/nextleaders.
Tonight at the Olympics, reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold.
Michael Phelps, once again, making it look easy.
the London Olympic Games. Tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC. Tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
Where are you right now? On a train with a laptop? It's not a train anymore. It's a movie theater. Or are you on a bus? That bus is now a sports bar. Maybe you're in your living room with your television. That television is now your phone.
There you are.
Are you standing in the kitchen with your smartphone? That smartphone is now your remote control. And it's a light switch. Or are you at the park with your tablet? That tablet is where you answer your home phone. And it's where you watch The Office. This is you, connected to everything and everyone from everywhere with Xfinity. This is how we think of things. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Like a comfy leather couch you just can't bring yourself to get out of. So goes the left lane of the highway for an absent-minded few.
PEMCO Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 51. Oblivious left lane occupant.
It matters not how many honks, high beams, or dirty looks he receives because he's in his own little world. A world where speed limit 60 can actually mean 51. And the words stay right except to pass are merely a suggestion. Perhaps it's the breathtaking mountain view, or maybe it's the continuous soft hits on the radio, or maybe he thinks this is London, England, if he thinks at all. Oblivious left lane occupant, you're one of us. And like you, we're happy right where we are. So we provide the kind of fast, fair claim service that keeps Northwest people coming back. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
For all those dreaming of a better night's sleep and thinking memory foam might be the way to get it, you have a choice. Ordinary foam beds or the only memory foam beds that actually adjust to every curve of your body. Introducing the new Sleep Number memory foam beds. Naturally contouring memory foam combined with the amazing dual air technology of the Sleep Number bed for your coziest, most personalized sleep ever. Adjustable on each side for couples. It's everything you've wanted memory foam to feel like and more. And now, enjoy introductory savings of $500 on our most luxurious memory foam bed set with our exclusive breathable foam and a temperature balancing sleep service for incredible comfort, plus two standard cool fit memory foam pillows free. Memory foam just found its better half, Sleep Number, and it's only available in one place, a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
When my son got a motorcycle, he didn't tell me right away. He knows how I feel about motorcycles. Did that stop him? Of course not. He says, Ma, I've wanted one since I was a kid. Well, he's not a kid. He's a grown man. If he could just see himself, what a piece of work. He's got the leather jacket and the boots and the sunglasses. The Rebel. He does seem to enjoy it, though. He takes it everywhere. One weekend it's the mountains, the next it's the beach, it's the beach, it's the mountains. But does he take it to visit his mother?
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco.